This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Community College of Denver has gone remote this hour. This comes after anti-war protesters camping on the Auraria campus host a student and faculty walkout today. Student leaders are urging the University of Colorado to divest from corporations in Israel and cut study abroad programs to that country. CU Denver has accepted nearly $3 million in contracts with Israel since 2016. That's according to federal data. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says Eliza McLean got, quote, a measure of justice. That's after the legal proceedings from his death wrapped up last week. One police officer and two paramedics were convicted and sentenced for their roles in McLean's death.
He was walking down the street, listening to music, carrying his iced tea, and he ended up dead. There's nothing that could happen that would provide the sort of healing that Shaneen McLean and the community wants. In that sense, the best we can do is a measure of justice. The best we can do is to honor his memory.
Weiser says his office is working on training based on the police's violent interaction with McLean in August 2019. Governor Jared Polis announced today a new truce between the oil and gas industry and environmental groups. The deal puts an end to a barrage of competing ballot proposals and legislative bills from both sides related to the fossil fuel industry. It centers on a new fee on drilling projects that would fund public transportation, including a potential Front Range rail line. The new fee is expected to generate an average of $138 million each year. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.